Well, hey, everyone. We are back and opening up this week's inbox. And I have got one of our other counselors in the studio, a new face and a new voice for us, Christina Browning. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you.
Great to have you. It's so fun that we have fun and helpful that we have a whole bunch of counselors here at Focus on the Family who are helping people day in and day out, who call into our phone lines and send us questions via email. Very exciting to have you guys here to help families navigate a bunch of questions and issues that they may have.
So, absolutely.
Well, you're going to help one of our Boundless listeners here. And she says, I am 26 years old with a full-time job. God has been gracious to put great people around me, and I cannot thank him enough for it. However, I'm starting to realize that people usually don't initiate hanging out with me. I consider myself fairly friendly. I could be shy in big groups, but I'm usually good starting conversations with strangers. For the most part, the first impression I give is friendly and nice, but for whatever reason, people don't seem to just want to be with me, like have lunch or do something that doesn't need a lot of planning. I've been trying to evaluate what I do, how I am, just trying to see good and bad in me and why people don't seem to just hang out with me for the sake of being with me. I studied myself, talked about it with my mentor, but I just can't figure out what is causing people to just be friendly with me and not much more. How do people make friends? That is a big question.
That is a big question, Lisa. And, you know, my heart just goes out to this reader because it is hard, especially when you move into a new place and you don't have that friend base. And, you know, it sounds like at 26, she's out of school a little bit. And people are set in their friend base. And to be able to enter into that does take time, as this person pointed out. I would really like to encourage her in that she's doing a great job to continue to reach out and, you know, to be able to say that there are times when she's going to have to initiate, times to be able to give it time. My encouragement to her would be to get involved with a life group or a church group that's going to be able to give her a wide base of people to get to know and who will have organized activities, like a church group or a young adults group that can do that on a regular basis. I would also encourage her in, you know, she talks that she's evaluating the good and the bad, and she's talking with mentors, and I'm really glad that she's has a mentor that's helping her in that. But don't overanalyze it. Don't take it to a place where you're questioning who you are based on what other people think, because you are who God created you to be, and that is a wonderful thing. So if people are not wanting to hang out with you, most likely it is not because of who you are, but because people are just busy or they're connected with other groups that they're choosing to spend their time in. So don't take it quite so personally in that it's about you, but maybe about the fact that people are just busy and they love hanging out with you. They're just not connected yet in activities where they have time to give to that.
So. Yeah, no, I think that's great. And I think, Christina, I mean, I totally could not agree more. And I have friends who absolutely have been in this situation, and I've talked with them about it. And usually they come to me and they say, well, Lisa, you don't understand because you're just an extrovert and you just, you know, people like hanging around you. But it is so true what you said about placing yourself in situations where that fellowship, I call it orchestrated fellowship, where right. You know it's going to happen because that's what has been planned. And it's not this awkward, like, hey, will you have a conversation with me? You know, right. I mean, you're doing something that's going to bring that about. And I think that is so true. Again, what you said about it is not about her. It is about people being overcommitted, people having many different friendships, some of them very surfacey, maybe some of them going deeper. And I think people get overwhelmed at the idea of, whoa, okay, so this person obviously wants me to add them to my friend group. What does that look like? You know, and it becomes, it can be a little bit too stilted or a little bit too programmed if you don't just let a friendship happen organically in the context of activity. Something even like, I know a lot of church groups will do like a dinners for six or something where you're at someone's house for a reason, you have conversation for a reason, people can get to know you with that. I think that's really helpful.
Exactly. And, you know, I've had a lot of personal experience along this line. I've moved around a lot and I tend to be more shy. It takes me a while to come out of my shell. And so for a long time, I would move to a new place and I would be there for like a year to 2 years and be like, why am I not connecting? And I'm going to these things and people don't talk to me and nobody likes me. And what's wrong with that picture? And I finally had to stop evaluating myself and just be free to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to know the people who are choosing to interact with me. And I'm going to get involved with hobbies or groups that are interested and meet people who have that similar quality. So being able to just continue to reach out in the opportunities that God gives you and work with it, allow it to have time. You know, for me, I know that it's usually takes 2 to 3 years before I'm really connecting with people. So, you know, give it that time for relationships to develop.
Yeah, I think that's helpful too, is to understand that there certainly can be a longer time frame for this. I think mm-hmm. a lot of people, especially if they move to a new area or they try out a new group at church, they think, you know, within a week or two, if I haven't made this bosom friend, then I've failed. Right. Right. And it really is. It's a long process. And I think for those who aren't used to or they haven't had to move or change friendships or change social spheres in a while, it's hard for them to remember that. But it really is a, you know, I would not recommend going up to a person and saying, so anyway, I decided that you're going to be my friend, and here's my 9 steps that I'm going to take to getting there. That is freaky and overwhelming.
Right. Yeah. So, I wouldn't encourage people to do
but
that.
But to definitely say, to take on some of the responsibility, just as you said, Christina, and say, you know what? I'm going to throw something at my house. I'm going to have a dinner, an informal game night or something, right. and I'm going to invite people. Even though right. there's no code to say, like, you have to be in a circle of people for X number of months before you can do that, you know? And I think, right. I think it's helpful, and it shows initiative, and it allows some of your personality to shine through.
Exactly. And even if you know, even if nobody shows up to those events that you've planned and you've invited people to come over for dinner, and then you're like, okay, only one person came and it was really weird and awkward, or nobody showed up and you're like, you know, I'm never doing that again, I would encourage you, keep doing it. Keep planning things, because people will start coming. The more that you offer, the more that you're available, people will start coming. And then, you know, if you've given it like 3 to 6 months and nobody is coming and you're still in the same place, then my encouragement is to then start reaching out in other already planned ministry opportunities. So start getting involved in your church and start doing different activities that are pre-planned by other people. And then through that, you will develop friendships that then may link off to other activities outside of that.
Yeah. Well, great thoughts, Christina. Thanks for weighing in on that. I think that's really helpful, and a lot of practical things that this person can take and start implementing as well. So
Thank you. Good
stuff. All right, that is it for this week's show. Again, we want to hear from you. Please write to us with your questions and your comments, editor@boundless.org, so we can address them on a future show. That is it for this week's show. Make sure that you're hanging in with us. And for those of you who want to get more info on what we have, the advice, the resources that come out of our counseling department, go to focusonthefamily.com. And you can search by issue, you can search by stage of life, just a number of different things, resources. You will find all of that there. So that is it. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.